became happy to hear very good siddhant about Guru Tattva. In the last Govinda Bhakta, he is so good thing, good siddhant. I want to give something, but my English is so poor that I cannot express my ideas fully, but by only little, very weak words, I used to tell all these things. And agree with all the points, but not one, only one point, that any good acharya will come and combine whole Gaudiya Math and telling that that acharya may be Narayana. I'm not agree to this. I'm agree to all the points. I have never thought that I am acharya or guru. Never. I want to help and they carry the order of my Gurudev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that really I am not acharya or not guru. But I want to fulfill the orders of my disciplic acharya, especially my Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vasishan Bhakti Pragyan Geshava Swami Maharaj, and especially Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, as he told in his last day. So I'm trying anyhow to carry their orders. I am so much fortunate to avail the Vyas Pujas of my Gurudev, Pujyapad Madhava Maharaj, Shoki Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, and all prominent disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhu. Nowadays I go to avail some Vyas Puja, but I see that so much difference, so much difference. At the time of Prabhupada, I've heard that he is to celebrate Vyas Puja on his birthday. Once that puja was going on, and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told in his last speech that I'm not thinking that you are, any of you are my disciple. I'm thinking you like Siksha Guru. By seeing you all here, I am so much aspired to speak Krishna Katha, Hari Katha. Jaka, dekhile, I say Krishna Prem. To see anyone, if automatically Krishna name comes and we begin to chant, that we should see, we should understand that he is Uttam Adhikari. So I am saying you all, and I am aspiring in my heart that I should chant Krishna Hare Krishna. So I think that you are my all teacher. You are my guru. This is the view of a real guru, Puna Fight Guru. I've seen that on our birthday or any guru who is doing Vyas Puja. I have seen my Gurudev, Pujapad Madhu Maharaj, Pujapad all. And on very day, our Guru Maharaj used to worship his Gurudev, his Param Gurudev, his Paramparatpar Gurudev, up to Brahma. He used to worship all of them. He used to worship also Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbati, all these acharyas. He never separated them from Vaishnava cult. Then he used to worship Rajavasi, all the Brahmins of Braja. I have seen practically in my Gurudev Vyas Puja and others that they first worship their Gurudev and Guru Parampara, all. Then Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Gauri Chandra, Nitai Prabhu, Gadadhar, like conjugal, Gauri, Gadadhar, and Radha and Krishna, and the, in the middle, Nityananda, Vaidya Gurupa. These five, Acharya Panchak, who all the Gurus. So, after that, they are all honoring his their God brothers according to seniority of bhakti, not of age. They used to do. All the Vaishnava, his God brothers or anyone. Even I saw once, I was present there. Pujyapad Madhava Maharaj is my Sikha Guru, his God brother, my Gurudev, God brother. He was honoring and offering mala, chandan and all to senior Vaishnavas, his God brother. And I was there, he suddenly came to me, get mala, chandan, garlanded, and get so many cloths. To me, I was astonished. Why he is doing so? I am not qualified to be his disciple also. His disciples are more excellent than me, and he is honoring me. I became, my heart became full of honor for him. This is Vyas Puja. Nowadays I am saying that gurus sitting on the golden throne, so like this, that I am Krishna myself, collecting all the honors for them, and there must be any good book for Vyas Puja book for him, otherwise Vyas Puja is not there, glorifying him, whether he is good or bad, whether he is bona fide guru or not. This is not there. Vyas Puja is a day when himself, that guru or that devotee, is doing, offering archan, pujan and honor and everything to his Gurudev and his whole parampara. It is not a day to collect honor and all things from their disciples. It is against Vyas Puja rules and regulations. It is not. But nowadays, this is Kali and this is going on. So it should not, we should not do like this. This is a day of the Guru or Vaishnava who has taken birth at that day, and he should honor all his Guru Parampara from Guru to Brahma and Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, his all associates. Not only this, all the Gurus who are present at that time, they should be honored. All the good devotees should be honored, like I have seen. So this is just to glorify our Gurus, to glorify Radha and Krishna, and to offer all their honors to which is coming on that day, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I am very shameless person. You are honoring so much, I am not qualified for this. But anyhow, you are giving, I am taking it, not for myself, but I am taking all these representations and pushpanjalis in my hand, and I am offering all these things, your all notes, all your honors, sattva nishtha, and the Lord in the hands of my Gurudev, and pray him to offer in the Lord's feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and to Radha and Krishna. This is my duty. So we should try to follow this. If you are not following, you are taking honors and all nishtha from all disciples, you will fall down. It is not due to yours. That is, our Gurudev also used to tell that, you are honoring me, not due to me, but by due to my holy master, that I have served him and I have received something from him. So all honor should be given to him. Hence that he should give me to his East Dev Radha Krishna and Gaura Radha. There are so many things to be told. I have heard from their mouth, but today time is over. Now it is 8, and doing aarti will be perhaps 9. So I am requesting all that this meeting should be stopped here, and from tomorrow I want to discuss on Chaitanya Chaitanya, which I have given. And it is the source way. All Siddhanta will come. Guru Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Prem Tattva, Prabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I am finishing today my Gaur Pranande. Any good kirtan? Where she? She has gone. Then you should go.
My Bhagavatam, Haridasa Bhaya, Satyakopi, say that Sri Govardhan Haridasa Bhaya. Maybe that's the reason from Radhana Sakshana. Radhana Sakshana is really right around, but most likely said, any Sakshana. And he said, Sri Govardhan is there, Sri Govardhan is there, Sri Govardhan is there. Krishna's body and the other. get right in Krishna speech, just partially focus your perspective. And first one was devotional service of Krishna. First one in Raghunath Dasgupta's time. What do you say about the prayers that they do? The service, entering into service. And maybe you can turn it off now. But the true thing, the blessed thing is that the council stands on. Even that has significance.
Oh,
really? We quoted in the class with the monk's mother, so I couldn't follow it.
I heard him talking to that flame.
Yeah, it's the heart and the body. So that's a practical question. That way for you, you can follow whatever you want in the house.
राधाकुंडम गिरिवर महो राधिका माधवासम प्राप्तो जगत्पति कृपया श्री गुरु तम वंचा कल्पतरुभ्य कृपा पतिता नमो महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण प्रेतं नमो गौरवस्य भक्त्यादिहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै चित्तस्य कामादितरंग मध्ये कृतामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न नमस्ते गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय सवैवास्मि नदिमामि त्वया विना इति श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम This song is a song. Jasamati Nanda Rajavara Naga Gokularanjanaka. Very, very deep meaning. And all the past tense is special and important. Past tense of Krishna has come in this song. So the Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written this song. when he used to do bhajan in the midnight, he used to make all these songs. When he was remembering the past and beautiful past and past. Jasamati Nandana, he is the son of Jasamati. But he, who is he? Rajabara Naga. What is the meaning of Naga? No equivalent word in English or any language of old world. These are topical, very special words. Though ruled, reading and knowing some Ujjwal Nilmani, then something you can realize. So this song is called Uttamadhikari. But we can hear, and if a great will come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give all these things. Jamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahara Rasa Rasika Kritamaya. What is the meaning of Jamuna Tatachara? Who is always Sometimes he goes with cowherds, but cowherd is not so important to go in Yamuna. Beautiful gopis having some pot on their head to take water, they will come. There are so many maid servants in their houses, so many servants, but still they don't want that they should bring water. They should only. Yamuna water is not water. Yamuna water. The love and affection of gopis. They see Krishna take bath. They come doing any bahana. Bahana. That we are going to take water, but it was mere cheating of their household. They want to meet. They have given up everything, worldly, religion, duties towards husband, duties towards children, house duties, everything. Even shame, they have given. So Krishna, Vejathang Nam Prapadjante, Tatham Tathayu Bhajanga. Krishna has promised that I should love anyone who is loving in what method, what way, I should also repay him then. But he cannot repay gopis. He can repay friends, Hanuman, all others, Samakshanandan, even Dasarath Maharaj, or the astral states of Ramachandra. He can also repay something to their father, mother and all other friends, but he cannot repay. So to repay them, he is going to Yamuna. Yeah, Yamuna ke upavan. Sometimes gopis are not coming and he is waiting there whole day. Always eyes searching that gopi side. If anyone tells, why you are roaming here, wandering here, what will you say? Oh, my one cough or cows has been lost and searching. He knows so many tricks he plays. Kadamba Kanana, Arasa Parana. All these songs are so beautiful, marvelous. When we associate with natural Vaishnava, and our love and affection will be nurtured, we cannot taste all these things in this stage. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kindly come to bestow these things. We'll have to be matured for this. Anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gradually. If there is greed, then way will also come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Sanatan and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to write all these things. You should not fear that unripe person, unmatured person, and not qualified person, they will go out and read. They will not read. Because crow, you know, in India, here I am not saying crow. Black crow? But there is neem tree here? No. Somewhere. Very bitter. But fruit, very little, but yellow. Very bitter. But crow goes and tests that very well. Not very sweet mango. Only cuckoos can feed on the mango and taste this very beautiful sweetness of mango. That is why I also am going to explain third and fourth chapters of this. If anyone of those who are hearing will be have some a little what eagerness to have that greed, then we will see that our association is so. Anapitikarin Siddhar Karunaya Patrina Kale. You should also note in your heart that all of our Guru Parampara Acharya were all Radha Anuga Vaishnava, Rupa Anuga Vaishnava. None of them were only Vaidigas. Any of our Acharya, they have come only to give this thing. But unfortunately, they saw that there is a very jungle and forest of Mayavad, Karma, Jnana, Yoga, Tapasya. So they began to, in the beginning, they began to cut all this. So much of that time went on. But all wanted to give this thing, this nectar. So we should have some greedness, eagerness to have this. After that, you can make a way, you can choose any way to develop this Krishna. What is Bhakti Lata Ji has told so many times. What is that? The seed of Bhakti to serve Krishna. Desire to serve Krishna is the seed of and from upper Bhajata externally Vishi Shraddha. The activities of Shraddha can be seen, but if there is no this Vasana, desire to serve Krishna, nothing is there. Guru gives this, plants this seed in the heart of pure Vaishnava. Externally, we see that he has so much Shraddha. Honor for Gurudev, for Shastra and for Krishna. But actually, there must be some seed of tendency to serve Krishna. It grows when you will cut the jungle. What jungle? Worldly desire. Kutinati. What is Kutinati? Those words, bad things. You'll have to cut and uproot them. And this Bhakti Lata then, it will grow. It will go crossing world jurisdiction. Means karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya and all other things. It will cross Brahmalok. Brahmalok means kya? Desire of mukti. To test mukti, salvation, eternal salvation. It crosses. If there is a sadhu sangha and water is going on, otherwise the that lata will be stopped. Then it cross, go with beyond the territory of Narayan Lok, Lakshmi Pati. Also it crosses Ayodhya, Golok, Dwarkadhi, Dwarka. And it comes in Vrindavan and it takes shelter of Krishna there, Brajendranandan. Radha Kanta Radhana. Here, thoughts are there, so beautiful, tasteful. And Mali, Mali means? Gardener. Taking the shelter and Olambi.
Climbing.
He also goes over all these things and goes to the lotus feet of Krishna there. And there he takes with fruit of bhakti rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling with Rupa Goswami, Ashwamatha Goswami, that who are Mali? Mali is Gurudev. And he gives to Vaishnava to distribute among all the devotees of the whole world. Nityananda Tu, Advaita Acharya, Samodara, Ramananda. They try to distribute this. But fruit is so much endless that is going on giving, 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 but more it becomes. Never end, never. समाप्त नहीं होता अनर्पति करें किरात करुणया वतीर्णा करो समर्पयि संपूर्ण सज्जल सांसा भक्ति हरि पूर्व सुंदर दूत कदंब संदीपिता सदा हृदय कंदरे सुरु समय सचिन फर्स्ट आई एम गोइंग टू टेक टू एक्सप्लेन general word meaning of this explore. And then explaining that you may get something from this. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught to or given to Rupa Goswami is all teachings or in this. This is the sar and substance. What is?
Essence.
Of all the Siddhan, all the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything. And Chaitanya Chaitamrita, whole Chaitanya Chaitamrita is like explanation of all this. because this is Mangalacharan Vishwa. Anarthi Sachari means Kirat. Anarthi not has been given. Kirat for a long time. I have explained it in Brahma one day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes after Krishna. It was given before lakhs and lakhs years before. So many Indras, Manu, all there changed. Avatirnaha kalau samarpayitum unnukoslalarasam svabhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this glorious Kali Yuga. Why it is glorious? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came and gave what it was not given in so many thousands and thousands of Saptaju, Tretaju, to give samarpayitum unnat ujjala rasan svabhakti. To give what? Unnat ujjala rasa. What is called unnat ujjala rasa? We have heard that the rasas are of five kinds: Shanta, Dasya, Saksha, Vatsalya, and Madhya. Sanakshananda and Sanatan were devotees of Shantarasa. What is the meaning of Shantarasa? They are so much nishtha in Krishna, but no relation, like worldly relation. Nishtha. Nishtha means to
steadiness.
That everything is a steadiness in Krishna, but not directly in Krishna. Where? Like in Brahma, like in Narayana. Some form, but they are nishtha. They have caused the sufferings and sorrows of world, and they are liberated souls. But yet, no worldly like relation, like boy and father, or friend or father. They know that Krishna has no appetite, he has no thirst, he cannot tire, so no, not any use of messaging his face. No need of washing his face, he has no appetite. So no need of giving anything, offering, any station, nothing. His all wishes are fulfilled. His Atmaram of Atmaram. Atmaram, you know?
Self-satisfied.
Where self-satisfied? Not in Krishna, but in their Atma, knowing that I am Brahma. This is called Shantarasa. No service, but beyond worldly requirements and all other things. Their nishtha in Krishna or Krishna any manifestation, but not relation of four things: Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya. So generally, the persons in this worldly body like this, and they follow this. Very rare they can come like Hanuman to Ram. Very rare. Koti Swapi? Mahamuni. Koti Swapi Mahamuni means? But, and crows, the Vaishnava like Hanuman are very rare. And crows. In this world, Thavar and Jangam are two kinds of
entities.
Yeah? Those like trees here and there, but not so sensitive, growing sense. But they feel sorrow, happiness and all things, but they cannot. There are some animals, they can move here and there, like insects, like birds, animals, man and all of them. More than half or 90% animals, trees and all of them. Very rare this shape.
Human
form. Very, very rare. Those they have this face of man, but even they are animals. Like dog, like asses, like others. If they are not towards almost they are all, very rare, who are unmukh to Krishna, unmukh, parabrahma to Krishna, very, very rare. In rare, and crores, intelligence having knowledge, there are very rare. And in their rare, and crores, there are rare persons who search Narayana. And in crores and crores Narayana servants, very rare to serve Krishna, Krishna servants. And in them, it is very rare to serve Krishna as a braj mood, very rare. In whole world, you can count these rare devotees. Very rare. Some want them, but they are not so much. They want something. But very rare those who have become Siddha of Narayana. Among them, Krishna Bhakti. So rare. And Bradhis Mrajibu Bhav, first Praj Bhav, like friends, Vatsalya Bhav, and like Madhur Bhav, is so rare. Up to Vatsalya, no Ujjvala Ras, it next, it cannot be called. Not Ujjvala. Mathuras are two kinds. Also, I should tell you that in Narayan Lok, Parabhyam, Vaikuntha, only 2.5 rasas are there. What? Sam and half of Vatsalya or Sakya. Vatsalya also half. Like Dasarath Maharaj and Kausalya. But half. What half? As per the bhav. Understanding?
Oh,
there is much difference between the son of Kausalya and Dasarath and
Yashoda.
Much different. Sometimes Kausalya knows that, oh, he is himself God, and began to pray Ram. But Yashoda never. Yashoda saw that once Krishna was taking
yawning,
very little mouth, and Yashoda at once saw whole universe, lakhs and lakhs of Brahma and Shankar and Vishnu, everyone there. She thought that, oh, why am I seeing this? Krishna is a little boy. There must be any jadu tona, any ghost, anything else. Am I dreaming? He did so. No, I am not dreaming. He never thought that Krishna is God, and he did. He at once ran to Nanda Baba and told,